Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Regulations for medical marijuana in Massachusetts officially go into effect today. While the drug remains illegal under federal law, medical marijuana has been legal under state law since January after voters approved it in a ballot measure last November. As New England Public Radio's Henry Epp reports for us this morning, even before formal regulations were in place and without any registered dispensaries in the state, one doctor from Northampton has begun writing medical marijuana recommendations for her patients. Here is her story.
In an unassuming office building across the street from Cooley Dickinson Hospital are a few specialty medical facilities, a chiropractor, a cancer treatment center, and a tiny sign with a pot leaf and a red arrow promising medical marijuana evaluations. This is the office of Dr. Jill Griffin, a former urgent care doctor. Griffin says she was not immediately sold on marijuana's medicinal use, seeing it as an excuse for people to legally get high. After the law passed, she says patients started asking her about the drug. At first, she disregarded those questions, but then she says she decided to take a chance by writing one recommendation for an elderly cancer patient.
She was able to eat and get up and go out and go shopping, and prior to that, she had really been housebound.
After that initial success, Griffin says she did more research and decided to open her small office exclusively for medical marijuana.
Wow, we got busy. Hi, guys.
Hi, Liz.
For $200 a visit, she meets with patients, examines their medical records, and decides if they're eligible. The law states that a patient must have a debilitating medical condition such as cancer, Parkinson's disease, or HIV, but under the new regulations, a doctor can determine other debilitating conditions that could respond to the drug. Griffin says that's where most of her patients fall.
Most common is chronic pain, and amongst the chronic pain is low back pain.
She says part of the reason she's chosen to open her office is the hesitance of many primary care doctors to recommend marijuana to patients. And though Griffin says many of her patients are new to her, she maintains the required bona fide relationship with them through follow-up calls and visits. Alan Birkenwald is a physician at Cooley Dickinson Hospital. He says he was initially open to the idea of medical pot, but now he's skeptical due to the lack of scientific research.
My fear is that our rush to embrace medical marijuana now, well in advance of thought-out studies, is an example of that phenomenon where we're embracing a cultural belief and trying to squeeze it into a medical application well before the data supports it.
Birkenwald says he's particularly concerned about the open-ended ability of doctors to decide what conditions qualify, but Griffin says she is careful to weed out patients who may be trying to get a recommendation just to get high.
There are certain qualities and characteristics of those diseases that the patient should be able to explain to you. And if that's not there, they can't qualify.
She says she's turned away several patients, but approves over 90% who come to her office. And she's prescribed marijuana to patients with conditions that some may find dubious. Tim, one of Griffin's patients who declined to give his last name, was given a prescription for ADD and insomnia. He says he's now concerned about access to the drug he's been prescribed.
You can't get it if you don't have the avenue to get it. And plus, there's so many places that, you know, are not doing the right thing. So, you know, they may be adding certain chemicals or pesticides, which you definitely don't want.
Tim won't say how he currently gets marijuana. Up to 35 marijuana dispensaries can open in the state, but none will likely open until the end of the year. Griffin says she's worried about the current legal gray area for her patients.
What I tell my patients is you could go into a known area where people purchase marijuana, and you can legally buy the marijuana if you take your letter with you, and you can buy it, but the person selling it to you can be arrested.
And once a patient does get their hands on the drug, they're allowed to have up to 10 ounces every 60 days. Alan Birkenwald says that's far too much for one person and could result in patients selling off their excess pot, a practice known as diversion.
History has shown this happens. You don't control the prescriptive narcotics, they get diverted. Why would we not think that this would happen to marijuana, which has a high street value?
Birkenwald says he hopes to see stronger regulations limiting its use to patients with serious and terminal conditions. Griffin says for now she's trying to stay cautious in her practice. She hopes to see more clarification in the law and qualifying conditions, particularly because marijuana is still federally illegal.
I don't want to put my license at risk. I want to have a great practice with wonderful people, and I do have wonderful patients, but that's a little bit scary.
Ultimately, plenty of questions remain about how medical marijuana will be used and enforced in the state, but unless lawmakers make future changes to the law, the current regulations are here to stay. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Henry Epp in Northampton.